Soccer hits the regional round, volleyball is ready for districts, and cross country in the UP ends on a high note. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross. Welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Boys and girls Upper Peninsula cross country champions were crowned over the weekend. On the girls' side, Houghton won as a team in Division 1, Division 2 went to neighboring Hancock, and Munising was tops in Division 3. It's Houghton's second straight D1 title. Hancock has now won three of the last four in Division 2, and Munising is also a repeat champ. Individually, Houghton senior Ingrid Segrin was the fastest in the largest school division. Ishpeming sophomore Lola Corpy won in Division 2, and Newberry sophomore Kaylin Clark had the best time in Division 3. On the boys' side, Marquette and Sault Ste. Marie finished 1-2 for the third year in a row. Painesdale Jeffers placed four runners in the top five on way to a Division II title, and Dollar Bay made it back-to-back titles in Division III. Ewan Trout Creek senior Jonah Nordine took home first place in Division III for the second straight season. Painesdale Jeffers' Simone Barp was first in D2, and Marquette junior Carson Vanderschaff had the fastest time in Division I. Vanderschaff's 5:24 pace is the equivalent of running just over 11 miles an hour. Crank your treadmill up to 11 and see how far you can go. For full results, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Cody Britt of Gibraltar Carlson. Britt rushed for three touchdowns in a 28-14 win over Brownstown Woodhaven. It was Carlson's first win over Woodhaven since 2017. It handed Woodhaven their first loss of the season, and it gave the Marauders a share of the Downriver League Championship. Jackson Zeter of Madison Heights Bishop Foley. He scored four touchdowns total, two receiving, one rushing, and a kickoff return in a 43-37 win over Clarkston Everest Collegiate. And to Okemos soccer star Owen Brewer. Brewer netted two goals in a 4-1 district final win over East Lansing. Brewer now has 16 goals and 18 assists for Okemos, who move on to the regionals.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
We're on the volleyball court today where Team A's back row setter is in the front zone near the net and jumps to try to make the team's second contact. The ball enters the plane of the net where Team A's back row setter and Team B's front row player simultaneously touch the ball above the top of the net. What's the call? Illegal block on Team A's back row setter. A back row player attempting to play a ball in the space directly above the net is considered an illegal blocker if the ball is attacked or blocked by an opponent into the back row player while reaching above the height of the net. Team B would receive a point and be next to serve.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. As we hit the end of October and start of November, a couple of fall sports enter different phases of their tournaments. Boys soccer is working towards their finals. Districts are complete, regionals are this week, and then the semifinals are November 3rd with the finals on November 6th. Two championship matches will be played at Comstock Park and two at Novi. You can watch live coverage of all four finals on the NFHS Network and listen to all four on the MHSAA Championship Radio Network. Then, starting on November 1st, the volleyball postseason gets started. 128 district champions will be crowned and those teams will advance to the regionals starting November 9th. The semifinals and finals will once again be at Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek, November 18, 19, and 20. Last year's champions were Bloomfield Hills Marion in Division 1, Grand Rapids Christian in Division 2, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central in Division 3, and Battle Creek St. Philip in Division 4. All four will be looking to defend their titles. For district pairings and everything else you need to know about all MHSAA tournaments, head to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We will see you next week.